If I believe, I believe with all of my heart. If I believe, I believe with all of my heart. And that's the only thing that I can ever believe with. That's the only way that I can ever believe. That's the only understanding that I can ever have. If I believe, I believe with all of my heart. If I believe, I believe with all of my heart. Now, do I contend that I believe? Do I say that I believe? Do I know that I believe? Then, if I can say that, and if I contend that, if I believe that, I believe it with all of my heart. I believe with all of my heart whatever my belief is. Whatever my belief is, whatever things I think are the most wonderful, magical, marvelous attitudes of my life, that's what I stand by. Whether it's a belief in philosophy, whether it's a belief in myself, whether it's a belief in the world about me, that it's a good world, whether it's a belief that the divine is within me, whether it's a belief that I am the allness, I am the isness, I am everything that exists, whatever it may be, whatever it may be, if I believe, I believe with all of my heart. I do not go around with a half-baked belief, and I do not go around searching, looking for other beliefs. If I'm a Catholic, I'm a 100% Catholic, and I follow my belief. I live my belief. I know that that is what I am. I know that is the most important thing in my life, the most wonderful thing in my life, the most fantastic thing in my life is to be whatever I believe that I am. Do I have that belief? Do I have that awareness? Do I have that understanding that that is who I am? Do I truly believe that this is what makes my life go round? Do I truly believe this is all that matters to me? If that is what I truly believe, then I stand by that with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my being. Then I read whatever it is about my belief. I follow whatever it is about my belief, and I stand by it 100%. If I am a Mormon, if I am a Muslim, if I am a Buddhist, if I am a Confucianist, whatever it is, if I am an atheist, I stand by it 100% because that's my belief. And I have come to the belief that within me is all that exists in the universe. I've come to the belief that within me is divinity. I have come to the belief that within me is all that is good and beautiful. And it is right now. And I follow one belief completely. I follow one belief fully. I follow one belief with all of my heart. And it brings contentment and it brings happiness to me. I accept each belief is right for each individual. And as they follow their belief, I say, go for it. As they follow whatever it is that turns them on, whatever it is that talks to them and says, yes, this is what is right, I say, do that with all your heart and all your soul. Accept each belief is right for each individual. That's what I do. That's what I know. I do not try to change another person's belief into mine, even though I love mine with all of my heart and soul and being. But I live mine. I live my belief so completely, so fully, so wonderfully, that everyone who looks upon me says, that's an interesting person. I like that person. That person has conviction. That person has confidence in themselves. I am master of my belief. Oh, yes. Whatever is my belief, I study it 100%. I go down into the depths of my inner self, and I listen to my belief. I go down into the depths of my inner self, and as I go down into the depths of my inner self, I find there all wisdom, all knowledge, and all brilliance. I find all that is lovely, all that is desirable, all that is magnificent. And as I find all that is lovely, magnificent, desirable, then that is who I am. That's what makes me into the type of person that I am. It makes me into the type of person that makes my life fully and happily joyful. I know who I am, and I love who I am. I know who I am, and I delight in whom I am. I feel the power within me, the power of joy, the power of peace, and I feel that now. I feel that now, and I know that now. I know the power of peace within me. I know the power of joy within me. I know the power of life within me. I am the master of my belief. My belief says, listen to the divine within. And so, in quietness, I listen to the divine within. In quietness and peace, I listen to what goes on inside of my heart and soul and being. I do not say it's right. I do not say it's wrong. I listen to it. And as I listen to it, I am told all that is good is taking place now. All that is wonderful is taking place now. All that is happy is taking place now. I am the master of my belief, the master of my belief. My belief says, listen to the divine within. My belief says, follow what the divine within says, and I can never go wrong. My belief says, as I follow what the divine within me says, I will always be in harmony with my world. I'll be in harmony with all truth. I'll be in harmony with all beings, because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am master of my belief. Now, no one can conflict me with my belief, because whenever something comes into my awareness that causes me to wonder, I become still. I sit in the quiet peacefulness of my heart, and I listen. And as I listen to what the divine says to me. And as I listen to what the divine says to me, I know exactly the right thing to feel, to think, to say, to do, relative to whatever is in my heart, whatever is in my soul, whatever is in my life. I know with all my heart. And it is a good feeling. It is a wonderful feeling. It is a peaceful feeling. This is who I am. I am master of my belief. I live in peace and balance. Every time I turn around, I see something beautiful. Every time I speak to someone, I see something beautiful. That doesn't mean tests, tragedies, incidents come into my life, but it's my attitude about them. It's my attitude about them that makes me the master of myself, that makes me the follower of whatever I believe. And when a circumstance comes into my life that says it's an unhappy circumstance, I immediately surround it with my pure white light of love and say, all is in balance, all is in harmony, all is in peace. No matter what that circumstance may be, because I am always in charge. I am always the one who makes the decision of what I believe, if I believe. If I'm out chasing every belief under the sun, I will be confused and I will not be happy with myself. But when I find a belief that turns me on and says, this is it, and I follow it, then I am happy. Then I am peaceful. Then I am joyful. Then I know that all is in divine order. Because this is who I am. This is the joy that I am. This is the power that I am. And this is all that I am. Nothing else matters. All is one with the world, and I am peace with the world now. All is one with the world, and I am peace with the world. If I believe, I believe it with all of my heart. I follow one belief fully, and I accept each belief right from me, is right for each individual. And I am master of my belief, and I live in peace and in balance, for that is who I am, and that is who you are, and that is who all are. This day, say for yourself, I believe with all my heart in whatever it is that I believe, and I am a happy, fulfilled, and delighted person, for this is my reality. This is all that I am. If I believe, I believe it with all of my heart, and I know that it is so. And I know that I love you. I love you. I love you.